The Gemara Masechta Chulin Daf Dalam Aleph quotes a brisa and then says Abaye daik Mereisha and Rava daik Maseifa. Abaye proves his position from the Reisha of the brisa, and Rava proves his position from the Seifa of the brisa. Abaye daik Mereisha. Abaye says that the Shechita says the Reisha teaches us that the Shechita of a Kuti is mutter when Yisrael is oimer al gabov. So we see from here, says Abaye, tam di Yisrael oimer al gabov. Only because it's being supervised by a Jew is the shechita kosher. Avol yoytz v'nichnas. We can't lie. We can't rely on yoytz v'nichnas. And Rava, daik misefer. Rava proves his position from the sefer, the braisa. Because it says in the Sefer, Tam of the Bar Matzah Shoshachat. We have to examine and see if the Kuti will be willing to eat from the meat only because no one was present when the Kuti actually shechted that animal or bird. Avol Yoytze V'Nichnas, had the Yisrael been Yoytze V'Nichnas, Shapidami, we could rely on the Kuti Shrita. Ask the Gemara, Ulabaya, who doesn't rely on Yoytz v'Nichnas, Kasha Seifa, isn't the Seifa Rai that Yoytz v'Nichnas is adequate? Amalach Yoytz v'Nichnas nami bar matzah karelei. Says Abaye that Yoytz v'Nichnas bar matzah sheshachat doesn't mean if the Jew wasn't there at all. But even if the Jew was there, but he wasn't there permanently, he was only there with a Yoytz v'Nichnas, that isn't considered as if he was there. Ularova asked the Gemara Kasha Reisha, which seems to indicate that Yoytz v'Nichnas is not enough. You have to have Oymer al Gabov. Amalach, so tells us Rava a big chiddush that Yoytz v'Nichnas nami k'Oymer al Gabov dami. Yoytz v'Nichnas is equivalent to being there permanently. So we have here a new chiddush in the concept of yoytze v'nichnas. That even if you're not there permanently, it's still considered yoytze v'nichnas is equivalent to as if you were there permanently. And the Rosh Hashanah explains why. Because the obvious question, how can we say just yoytze v'nichnas coming in and out should be equal to being there all the time? So he says that the definition of Oymer al Gabov is not a question of supervision, but rather the question of creating a pachad, of creating a mirsis, that if the Jew is able to walk in any moment, then Oymer al Gabov also, he says, doesn't mean actual supervision. Because you really can't always see everything anyway. Rather, what does Oymer al Gabov create? Oymer al Gabov creates that the person who's being supervised will be concerned to do what he's doing properly. Says the Rosh Hashanah that the chiddush of Yoytze v'Nichnas is that the pacha that's created by Oymer al Gabov doesn't need to have full-time Oymer al Gabov, rather Yoytze v'Nichnas could create the same type of pachad. From this, says the Paris Yosef, we learn a chiddush that if the Yisrael is Oymer al Gabov, and certainly if he's only Yoytze v'Nichnas, and that doesn't create that pachad on the person who we're trying to supervise, that it wouldn't be satisfactory. So Oymer al Gabov, and by extension, according to Rava, Yoytze v'Nichnas is teaching us that it has to create a certain mood. And that's why we could understand a very interesting question. If, as Rav is explaining, Yoytze v'Nichnas is equivalent
this brisa. So why did the brisa indeed say the bigger chiddush and say that we're talking about a case of Yosef and Nichnas? Says the Sefer Pirus Yosef, because the brisa wants to tell us a chiddush. It's not that not to think that Omer El Gabov always works. It's coming to teach us that Omer El Gabov doesn't always work, and neither does Yotzev Nichnas always work. What does it depend on? It depends if it creates a mirsus. If a mirsus is created, then we can rely on Yotzev Nichnas. If it doesn't create that pachad, then maybe Omer El Gabov will create that pachad. But if even Omer El Gabov doesn't create that fear, then everybody will agree that you couldn't even rely on Omer El Gabov. And that's why there's a very interesting Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer here, Masechta Chulin, on Daf Gimel Amar Aleph, Divrei Maskil Avi Yotze, says a very bechiddush. We don't have to actually have that the person whose Yotze V'Nichnas comes in all that often. He said it's not a question of amount of times. It's interesting. In all the places in Halacha where we find that Chazal discussed the concept of Yotzev and Nichnas, never do we find that Chazal quantify what does Yotzev and Nichnas mean. Because the Chassam Sofer explains that what Yotzev and Nichnas is here to do is to create that pachad. So we can't quantify what creates that pachad. Rather, we have to look at every situation individually. And sometimes less frequent, just knowing that I can walk in at any moment is enough to create a pachad. And sometimes we don't. And that's why we could understand why there may be differences in halacha between different scenarios. What do I mean to say? What I mean to say is that if the person who needs to be supervised has more to gain, has a lot to gain by cheating, so he may be more daring. And he won't have that level of pachad. Whereas he has less to gain, so he's going to say, the risk of doing the wrong thing is not worth the profit that I'll make from doing the wrong thing. And that creates the pachad is stronger. This halacha is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Yerodei Simon Kuf Yud Chesif Yud. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Hamnich Ayv Kacham Bebeisoy. If someone leaves an akum in his house, or boy dvarim, and he has in his home different items, food items, shem hechlefu, yesh b'ma afilus ha-Torah, even food items that could be also midaraisa, meat, that if the meat was switched between kosher meat and non-kosher meat, we're dealing with meat that's also midaraisa, says the Shulchan Aruch, miyotzev v'nichnas, oh, yeah, afilus who's man rav, if he keeps on coming in and out, or even if he's out for a while. However, but he did not notify the Akum that it is his intention to be out for a while, mutter. And we need not be concerned that maybe the Akum will switch the kosher for non-kosher. But even if he has what to gain, as long as the door is not closed, because the Akum is constantly concerned, after Yoviv Yireni, the Jew will show up and see what I'm doing. If he notified him that he's not going to be here for a while, also. And says the Darki Tshuva, very clear. He says, he makes a distinction between different countries. He says, in certain countries,
einenu realize the loy mirsas ha'akam Yisrael. Va'ad rabba, ha'Yisrael mirsas loy miloy sh'asa loy yayin b'nigosai. In certain countries, he says, we find that the Akum are not frightened by the Jews. On the contrary, the Jews are frightened from the Akum. A Jew is scared to tell the Akum he's going to offend him by telling him, you know, if you touch my wine, the wine becomes non-kosher. In such a case, you can't rely on Yoytz of Nichnas. Clearly, Yoytz of Nichnas is supposed to create a certain pachat. It's supposed to create a certain mirsus, and therefore every situation has to be judged for the specifics of that situation.